Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Tezayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Vav and Aleph, on the 16th line, with the words, Ksiv. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Shmois, Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Sheish Shonim Yavoit, 6 years he shall work, here we're referring to an Eved Ivri. Yochol Yotze Beso Sheish, I might think that he should leave at the end of the 6th year, and therefore Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk teaches, of a Shavius Yetze, he leaves, he shall go free in the 7th year. Yochol Yetze Beso Sheva, I might think that he leaves at the end of the 7th year. Talmud Lomer, Sheish Shonim Yavoid. So the Pasuk teaches, 6 years, he shall work. How is this going to be? HaKetzad, Oved Kol Sheish V'Yotze B'Tcheres Sheva, he works the entire 6 years, and leaves at the beginning of the 7th year. And when the Pasuk says of Ashvius Yetze, and he shall leave in the 7th year, Bashvius Shal Mechira, Lo Shvius Shal Olam, we're referring to the 7th year since his sale, not the 7th year, meaning Shmita, the 7th year of the world. Ask the Gemara, At Oime Shvius Shal Mechira, O Ine Ela Shvius Shal Olam. How do you know that it's referring to the 7th year since his sale, and not the 7th year, meaning the Shmita of the world? And the Gemara answers, Kushu Oime, Shesh Shamim Yavoid. If it says in the Pasuk, for 6 years he shall work, how is Shesh Shonim Amuris? That refers to 6 full years. Ha'amani Makayim Uvashvius Yetze. In which case, why does it say then, and in the 7th year he shall leave? Shvius Shal Mechira, Lo Shvius Shal Olam. It teaches that he leaves in the 7th year of his sale, rather than the 7th year of the world. Ask the Gemara, Eimachalef. Perhaps you could conclude the opposite, that it says in the 7th, to teach that even if he was sold at the beginning of the 6th year of the Shmita cycle, he leaves at the beginning of the 7th year. And the Gemara answers, Am Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Huna uvashviyis ksiv. Rabbi Zeira answered, citing Rav Huna, no, because the Pasuk says, and in the 7th. And to continue the previous case, meaning that sometimes he does continue to work during the Shmita year, for example, if he was sold at the beginning of the 6th year. The Gemara asks the question, Am Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Im Eima es shviyis shel olam, im kein ma yovel ba'o moitzi. If the Pasuk meant that he goes free at the beginning of the 7th year of the world, means the Shmita year, what would the additional freedom of Yovel achieve? We know he goes free in Yovel, but if he's already going free in Shmita, what would that additional freedom of Yovel actually achieve? Am Rabbi Yochanan bar Maria, Asya, Kamanda Amma, Eina Yovel Ole Meminyan Shanei Shavua. When Kamanda Amma, Yovel Ole Meminyan Shanei Shavua, Pa'amim Shehuba, Be'emsa Shanei Shavua. Rabbi Yochanan bar Maria explained, it must be following here the opinion that Yovel year does not count in the 7-year cycle, but according to the opinion that Yovel does count, which also means that the 50 years of Yovel are only counted from the year after Yovel, it could be that Yovel and freedom of the slave might occur in the middle of the 7th year cycle. Rabbanan de Kisrin Amrin, the rabbis of Kisrin said, Afila Kaman Ama Eina Yovel Oile Meminyan Shane Shavua, Leis anan mafkin la minhacha, shviyis moitzia es avodim v'yovel es anirtzayim. Even according to the pin that says that Yovel does not count in the 7th year cycle, we can answer that the 7th year releases the regular Jewish slaves, and Yovel releases the nirtza slaves. The nirtza slaves are people who want to extend their slavery, and they have their ear bored by the doorway. Those people work until Yovel, and maybe Yovel comes to free them, but 7th year might have come to free the Jewish slave, who's a regular 6-year Jewish slave.